We continue by learning Lishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Echam Yaakov, Bepinchas Leo, Warner Makos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Case Tzad Malkinoso. How do they give Malkos? How do they administer the lashes? Kofes Shtei Yadav Al Ha'amud. There's a Shliach Beisdin. He's the agent of the Beisdin who's going to do the whipping. He binds the hands of this person on a post that's in the ground, and it's a high enough for him to lean on. We assume it should be one and a half to two amos high. And this way, he's a normal height of a person is three amos. So he's able to lean on it with his hands hanging down. And his hands are bound to the sides of this post. That's what it means. Kofesh shtei yadav al ha'amud. He binds his two hands on this post. Heilach veheilach on either side. V'chazan ha'kneses. And this is the attendant, the person, the shliach based in the court attendant. We have the word chazan in general. Chazan, we assume chazan is the shliach tzibur. It's not really correct. The word chazan comes from the word chose, to oversee everything. In the past, the chazan, there was the term that we used for, that was the title of the gabai. Gabai was not the title of the person who gave out the kibudim. Gabai was from the word goveh, which means to collect. He was the one who collected stucco. Okay, but either way, Chazan HaKnesses, this is the attendant who's going to administer the malchus. Oches bivigadav, he takes hold of his garments. He grasps the garments of the person who's going to be receiving the lashes at the collar and pulls it down. Some say that he pulls it over his head, but either way, it says, im nikru, nikru, if they rip, they rip, im nifru, nifrumu, if they tatter, they tatter. What's the difference between kriya and the language of kriya, or nifrumu? So some say prima just means that it's tattered, where you rip it, it's a greater extent than kriya. And some say that the difference is that nikru is where you tear the fabric. Nifrumu is where you're ripping it open at the seam. And either way, what are you doing? You're doing this until Achu Megalas Libo, until you literally reveal his heart, the chest. And the rock, the stone upon which the Shliach Bestin will stand when he does the malchus, he does the lashes, is behind him. Why is it behind him? So this way he doesn't instill that much fear. This way he doesn't see the Chazan HaKnesses is behind him, so we are able to fulfill the Haftalarecha Kamocha. We had that in Sanhedrin, where when it comes to giving punishments, we try at least to the best of our ability to fulfill that mandate. But it also has to be on a stone, because he needs to give him the lashes with force. So he has to be higher than him, on a higher level. Chazan HaKnesses Omed Aleha. So this, the Chazan HaKnesses is going to stand upon this. He's able to have the force now. Uretzur She'egel B'yadav. What is he using to give the lashes? It's a strap of, it's calfskin strap, B'yadav, in his hands. Kifula Echad L'Shnayim, U'Shnayim La'Arba'ah. So according to some, this means the strap had it was really four straps that was sewn one on the other. Some say no, it was two straps and they were doubled, so they looked like four. But either way, the Mishnah says that you're using this strap, and that's what it says. Ritzur shel egel b'yado kufula echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba. And then what else? It was not only calfskin. U'shte ritzuros olos. Viardos ba. And then there were two other straps, and these were straps from a donkey hide that were literally going up and down. So what does it mean they were going up and down? So some explain it means like this. There were holes in the doubled over strap of calfskin, and they would stick these two rutsuos of the chamor within them. And why is it now? So why are we using specifically the hide of an egel and a chamor? So that of an egel, because the pasuk says arba'im yakenu lo yosef, this is pashas kisei, the source of the 39 malchos, and then it says lo sachshum shor b'disho. We should not muzzle an ox when it's threshing. So since that's speaking about a shor, like an egel from that family, so therefore that's what we should use based on that smichus, based on the juxtaposition of those two psukim. Why chamor? So this is based on Shabbos Chazon, the first parak in Yeshayahu, Yada Shor Konehu V'chamor Evus Ba'alav, but Yisrael Lo Yada Ami Lo Hisbonon, referring to the fact that even the animals, the shore knows its owner, the chamor as well knows where he's getting his food from his owner, but the Jewish people, they're human beings, don't know, they don't recognize Hashem. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says on Daf Chav Gimel, Yavo Mishem Makir Evus Ba'alav, let the one who recognizes his owner, that is the chamor, the farah, mimi sheino makir v'spelav, and should punish the one who does not recognize who he's dependent on, from where he receives all of his goodness. So therefore, we have both the egel, because of lo sachshom shor b'disho, and the chamor from chamor evus ba'alav. Perek gimel mishnah yud gimel. With just a continuation, what was the thickness of the strap? So it says here, yada tefach. So there, the handle that was a tefach, about 9.5 centimeters. Urechava tefach, and it was the length. So the handle was a tefach urechava, and the width as well was a tefach. So the handle of the whip from which the straps is, where the straps are hanging from, that's a tefach, and the width of the calfskin strap is also a tefach. V'roshom agas al pikreso, and the tip should be able to reach, the whip should be long enough so that it's brought down on this person's back and should be able to reach the area of his al pikreso, and means his stomach, his navel, so... And then umake also shlish bilafanav, and then 1/3. We mentioned this before. 1/3 of the lashes were in front, on the stomach, in the front, on the chest. According to some, ushtei yados milacharav, and 2/3 on the back, and they were right opposite the ones they're given on the front. So and the Gemara learns that, how do I know that they should be in this divisible, that we should have divided like this, where you should have 1/3 in the front and 2 in the back? So the pasuk says vihiko lifanav kidei rish aso. Kidei rish aso means, we've had, that's actually one of, there's a source, because that singular is a source that you can't give someone two punishments, but that's one of the sources. But Kedei Rish Oso also teaches us, Kedei Rish Oso, it says Lifanov. So Kedei Rish Oso is singular Lifanov. In front of him, it should be Kedei Rish Oso, only one count, 1/3 of the wickedness. But... So that means 2/3 should be from the back. That's the source. Veino makeo so lo omed velo yoshev ila muta, as we said. He should not be standing or sitting, but he should be leaning. He should be bent over, and that's why we said it should be about 1.5 to 2 amos. That should be the height. Normally, a person is 1 amos, so this way is 3 amos. This way, he's leaning on this, and he's able to be lashed in that way. Shneamar v'pilo hashofet. What's the source? He should be leaning, not standing, not sitting. V'pilo means he should be as if he's on his way to fall. V'pilo hashofet. So it's he's leaning. V'hamakeh makeh v'yado achas. The one who's giving the lashes, although he raises the whip with both of his hands. Rabbi Tanur says, so, but when he hits him with one hand with that force. So, even though he's lifting it up with two hands, and he does it with all of his might. Where do we learn that from? So that's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says that he's supposed to give him a makaraba. So makaraba sounds like it sounds like he has to be serious, has to be with great force, and therefore he should use all of his might.